This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's COVID cases are rising fast. The state health department says nearly 2,000 residents got a positive test result today. That's roughly triple from a month ago and six times from September 1st. Infectious disease specialist Dr. John Hammer of Denver's Rose Medical Center says small gatherings seem to drive the uptick.
I think that what we're seeing is an increasing number of people that are indoors in close proximity to each other with or without a mask. Situations where you see that are, to me, situations that are high risk for transmission.
Officials say keep social distancing, wearing masks, and washing hands. Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert held rallies across the Western Slope today with Senator Cory Gardner. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
The pair went to Montrose, Delta, Grand Junction, and Rifle, where both have strong support. Boebert's in a tight race in the 3rd Congressional District against Democrat Diane Mitch Bush. Boebert has criticized Mitch Bush for holding virtual campaign events and initially announced she would have an in-person watch party election night at a Grand Junction restaurant. Boebert's campaign says the gathering has been scaled down and moved due to COVID-19. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More than 2.7 million Coloradans have voted as of this afternoon. 1 million unaffiliated voters, 900,000 Democrats, and 790,000 Republicans. This is CPR News.